The goal of this course is not to give you a technique for controlling conflict. It is not a formula that guarantees every relationship will be repaired. It is not a way to force another person to listen, apologize, repent, or change. The goal is deeper. The goal is to become the kind of person who meets conflict in conscious reliance on Jesus Christ. In this course, we call this becoming peace smart. A peace smart relationship is not a relationship without disagreement. It is a relationship where conflict becomes an occasion to seek God, tell the truth, practice love, pursue repair, and grow in Christ. Sometimes that means giving a gentle answer. Sometimes it means staying silent for a moment instead of reacting. Sometimes it means honest confession. Sometimes it means confronting sin. Sometimes it means forgiving. Sometimes it means waiting. Sometimes it means setting a firebreak. A firebreak is a faithful boundary that helps stop further harm when reconciliation is refused, unsafe, or not yet possible. Peace smart does not mean passive. It does not mean weak. It does not mean pretending. Peace smart means we keep asking, Jesus, how do I follow you here? John 15 gives us the foundation. Jesus says to remain in him, because apart from him, we can do nothing. That is the heart of this course, relentless reliance. We rely on Jesus before we speak. We rely on Jesus when we are hurt. We rely on Jesus when we need courage. We rely on Jesus when we need restraint. We rely on Jesus when we must confess. We rely on Jesus when we forgive. We rely on Jesus when the other person refuses peace. Relentless reliance is not passivity. It is active dependence. It is surrender that leads to faithful action. Many people enter conflict relying on personality, intelligence, emotion, experience, control, or argument strength. Those things may help in limited ways, but they cannot produce the fruit of the Spirit. Only God can form Christ in us. So this course will teach vocabulary, practices, questions, worksheets, and biblical principles. But the deepest invitation is not merely to learn conflict skills. The deepest invitation is to return to Jesus in the middle of the fire. You are not being asked to become perfect. You are being invited to become available to Christ. Before moving on, ask, where do I usually rely on myself in conflict instead of relying on Jesus? Write one honest sentence, then pray, Jesus, teach me to remain in you when conflict ignites.